Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
With Aria, Nikki, and Richie Rich, and you're invited to join us and talk with us. 603-283-6160 is the phone number for you to do that. That's 603-283-6160. We were just talking about traffic court. As it happens, I was given a parking ticket Friday because I park wherever I want, whenever I want, and I don't ever...
As the queen of kings, right. You're well within your right to do so.
And I don't ever put any money in the meters, and I almost never get to... This. I've been doing that for at least a year now, and this is the first time I've been ticketed, and it was right there on Main Street, so very likely to have gotten a ticket, but I park on Main Street all the time and never get one, but, you know... A meter maid has to walk by at the right time to see it and all of this other nonsense. So
you got to put one of those thin blue line stickers on your car so you know you support them. And then
I'm thinking about just getting like a TR and super gluing it to the top of my car, right?
Just so
that's
they
even
know.
Better, right?
Maybe they were just confused. They didn't know it was your car.
Yeah, you can't ticket the queen. Well, oh, they certainly knew. I mean, the Bitcoin.com, LRN.FM, Free Talk Live bumper stickers, they make it clear whose car it is.
You should bring the tiara back as a hood ornament. Like those things need to come back in style.
Well, I intend to wear one. You're right. I can't go in and request a court date on this parking ticket yet because I have to have a crown before I do it, and I still haven't ordered one.
Okay.
Because I have to walk in there wearing a crown. Like, excuse me, you ticketed the queen here, and I want a court date.
Yes.
Because how dare you? And, of course, I imagine at that point they'll just throw it out because it's not worth their time. And it's certainly not worth my time, but it's worth my effort because I love trolling governments, and this is... a golden opportunity to troll the city of Keene yet again.
If they give you a court date, you got to get the crown and the robe and walk in there like full regalia.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. But I don't think they'll give me a court date. But even if they do, that's what I'll do. It's something extravagant like that. So it's going to be fun, and I will, of course, be recording it. So look forward to that video coming as soon as I actually get around to ordering a tiara, which will probably not be tonight because I have other things to do and I will forget again. But eventually, I will go and request a court date, and it'll make an interesting video. Or a really boring video.
When the judge bangs their gavel, you can tap your scepter.
Is it like a magic wand or something?
Well,
she's a queen, not a fairy.
I would do that. I don't think they'd let me in with a scepter.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is, to be honest. The little, like, the long staff thing.
Yeah.
There's something in New Hampshire or Keene specifically where you have to be regularly seen, I think, for a year in public if you want to attend a courtroom in extravagant attire like that.
Really?
I think there was one guy who wanted to wear a cape to court, and they were like, no, you can't wear that because that's not customary attire. So he went around wearing the cape for a year, and the next time he was allowed in. I don't recall all of these specifics, but there is something like that going on here in Keene, New Hampshire. A crown, I think I could probably get away with.
Okay.
But a scepter, probably not. And honestly...
Would you have to turn it in, check it as a weapon?
I think they probably would say, hey, you can't bring that in. It's too close to being a bat or whatever. Even if I made it out of cardboard, right?
Yeah.
But I don't want a cardboard scepter. If I'm going to have a scepter, it's going to be sparkly, damn it. It's going to be glorious. It'll be fabulous.
Okay.
As fitting for the Queen of Keene.
Going to bedazzle your cardboard scepter?
Yes. All hail.
Just wave it around and, you know, they stare at it and they forget what they were doing because it's so glittery and shiny.
That's also what you need. You need a crier to go in ahead of you. Like, all hail Queen Aria.
Yeah.
All hail, bow
down in front of you. The queen has arrived.
And then you come walking in behind him like, what the hell was that? Like, well, the judge has a bailiff, tells everyone to rise. Yeah.
Not in Keene they don't, though.
Oh, okay.
Because they're so used to us not standing up that they just skip that part of the ceremony. Okay.
Yeah, they don't want to embarrass themselves anymore.
Yeah. I mean, really, that's how it happens.
Well, the almighty judge has someone to announce their presence, right? So why should the queen have not someone to announce her presence as well?
Well, the judge, because the judge in Keene doesn't do that anymore. He just walks out and sits down and gets started. But you're right.
In most places.
I need a crier to go in front of me and play a trumpet, all hell aria queen.
I would totally do that. Roll out a carpet. Pink, I don't know. Sparkly.
I don't know if they would let us in with the carpet, but if someone wants to do that, they actually give me a court date. I'm 100% down for this nonsense.
All you gotta
it
do
would
is,
be hilarious.
All you got to do is do it for a year. Wherever Aria goes, you roll out the carpet.
Oh, yes.
And then the next time you have the court date a year from now, like, no, this is how she rolls, man. Yeah. Haven't you been paying attention for the last year? This is allowed now. We've made it so.
I really hope they give me a trial now, but regrettably, I don't think they will. But even requesting a trial, I should do that.
Yeah.
When I go in to be like, hey, I want a trial, have someone roll out a carpet for me. And
right. When you go in
pronounce my coming.
To make sure that it's like on the record, when you go in to request your trial, right, you should have the tiara, the cape and the crier and the carpet.
I won't wear a cape. That's
okay.
Not my style.
Well, the robe.
Queen.
The robe. Okay.
I was thinking about like a spiky death helmet, though. Like... Because if I want, do I want to be the warrior? Yeah, right. Do I want to be the warrior queen, or do I want to be like the cool queen?
Okay.
All the sparkly stuff, or like
a little bit of both,
or like the satanic queen. True. So anyway, that's what I'm up to, and I'm gonna have fun doing it. Other people aren't having as much fun though because they decided to get vaccinated and. This disrupted their menstrual cycles. Evidently, I mean, we barely even got into the story, so let's get into it.
Quite the segment.
So, just to recap, since it's been a couple hours since we covered this, Shauna Clausen ended up getting the Moderna shot in March. Before she got the shot, she heard about menstrual complications, but she decided to go ahead and get it anyways. And to her surprise, she got the same earlier, heavier, and more painful than usual menstruation cycles.
So she knew about this beforehand, but was like, you know, it seems rare. It probably won't affect me.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm in groups where thousands of women are like, yep, my period's heavier now ever since I got the vaccine. Or people are also saying just being around people that are vaccinated, the spike protein shedding is...
Wow.
Well, periods and hormones do weird stuff like that, right?
Yep. Well, and like women will... It's the strangest thing. If you spend a lot of time with a woman, like if I were to, for example, just like start, if I moved in with a woman, sometimes their cycles will join together and they'll start menstruating on the same week.
Right.
So because just the pheromones or something being released. I don't know. But it happens quite frequently.
I believe it. I've heard similar stories. No experience though.
Likewise. Regardless of what other trans people say, trans women do not, in fact, get periods.
What about the other ones that transition the other way?
Trans men, I assume they still get periods.
Okay.
So, Shauna Clausen says...
I just made a lot of people unhappy. I don't care because I'm right and they're not.
I'm glad it's you because you can
say
stuff like
that. And argue your point with us. We'd love to hear it.
Absolutely. 603-283-6160. But I suspect most of our listeners are probably not on the side of, oh no, trans women get periods.
And probably.
A lot of the, I mean, a period, by definition, is hormonal fluctuations, right? Well, if you're on hormone replacement therapy and your hormones are fluctuating, you're doing it wrong. That's the whole point of the hormone replacement therapy, is that it doesn't fluctuate. Your doctor doesn't say, okay, take this estradiol, except for 4 days out of each month. It's every day. So, no, by definition, you don't get a period.
Okay.
Even the hormonal fluctuation that, I mean, even men get periods. Well, men have hormonal cycles.
Fluctuate. Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
And they are frequently called periods for whatever reason.
It's like you're really aggressive, but like 4 days a month.
I don't know what, you know, effect it has on men and their behavior, but a trans person should not experience any hormonal fluctuations whatsoever.
Okay. That almost seems like it would be a call for everyone to take some sort of hormones to balance everyone out.
Maybe not. I mean, well, yeah, so, like, hormonal birth control pills,
yeah.
That's kind of their thing. So they kind of, like, regulate your hormones. But then, like you said, the 4 days or the 7 days, it's just a sugar pill.
Right.
And they give you nothing. So, kind of similar. So, Clausen goes on to say, it is not being discussed or is even being looked at or researched because it's a woman issue. Clausen asked at the time, I hope that if this is going to be a side effect for women, that it is going to be addressed and that women know that this could happen.
I certainly hope so as well, but I mean, they didn't test it on any menstrual age women, so...
They're testing it now.
Yeah, but now it's a little late. Well, what are your thoughts? Do trans women get periods? 603-283-6160. And is this true? Are the vaccines actually affecting cycles?
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Live, as always, you're invited to join us. 603-283-6160. That's the number for you to do that. That's 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
Nikki Nick.
And Richie Rich.
And we're talking about the vaccine here and the effects that it's having on women. Some of these women evidently are part of a Facebook group that talks about these sorts of things. And the woman went ahead and got the vaccine anyway and then got pretty much exactly the results that she was worried about. But
in doing so, on the assumption that, well, it happens to a small percentage of women, what are my chances?
Yeah, and right. Apparently pretty high.
Well, but that's what happens to everyone, right, with adverse effects.
But how bad is this? Like, without getting graphic, how severe is it that her period is heavier and came early? Like how serious is that?
I guess it really just depends person to person.
Okay. It's not life-threatening, though, presumably, but we also don't know what...
It could be, though, because, I mean, it is blood, and, you know, so if you're, like, passing, I mean, this is super TMI, but if you're passing clots and stuff, that could be a big deal.
Okay.
You know, that it could, in theory, be life-threatening, and...
We don't know what else it's doing.
Exactly. So if it's affecting the reproductive system, and more importantly, it's affecting the blood. It's affecting the hematological system. You know, it's affecting people's blood. So, and we're seeing an increased bleeding. We're seeing people who are getting random nosebleeds after getting the vaccine. So there's all sorts of things that this is affecting. And we really do not know the long-term effects. And we do not know exactly how these things are being affected.
And it makes sense that, you know, it would cause blood clots and things like that, considering that the whole point of the mRNA vaccine is that it programs your blood to create the spike protein, the spikiness. And then the white blood cells, your antibodies, or I don't know the terminology, they go out and they find that and go, hey, that's foreign. But still, it's training your body to create the spike proteins when cells, red blood cells, are supposed to be circular and round and not spiky. And when they are spiky, you mentioned sickle cell anemia, which is very similar to this.
Yep.
They end up, because they're misshapen, they catch on one another and they start forming clots.
Which is a big deal and is life-threatening. So,
and that's what we would expect to see when people's blood begin creating spikes.
Absolutely. So, finally, the NIH is funding studies to actually research what this vaccine is doing. And
don't forget, it's perfectly safe. Yeah. The FDA approved it.
Well, you say finally, but again, there wasn't a lot of time to do this ahead of time.
Exactly, so and I'm was, not really confident of, in their ability to not skew data. I mean, because they definitely have stake in this vaccine.
Right.
You know, this isn't just Dr. a non-biased...
Wife, isn't his wife the head of the NIH?
I believe so. Yeah, something like that. She was involved.
Exactly. Yeah.
The independent fact checkers on Facebook disproved that, but I'm not really. If you do a quick Google search, I mean, it's there, so I don't.
I have no faith in the independent fact checkers on Facebook because recently a group I was in, someone shared the Rolling Stones headline about how, you know, people were being denied hospital care because the hospital had too many overdoses of ivermectin or whatever.
It was missing context, and
yes.
You know it.
And I added the context that, hey, this turned out to be completely false. Rolling Stone talked to a doctor who made this crap up, and they didn't even attempt to contact the hospital this guy purported to be from. Turns out he hasn't been at the hospital in months. Rolling Stone just ran with it. And it's false. It's just outright wrong. And then Facebook came along several days later and added a, this is missing context link to it. I was like, I know. I provided that context, you idiots.
So I think the important takeaway from that is they are fact-checking the original article, but not your post specifically. Right? Because if they had to fact-check your post specifically, someone would have seen that there was context. So no matter what article you share, if you're saying, like, this is a good thing, or this is a bad thing, it'll get fact-checked the same because they're not looking for your opinion or the context above it, just the efficacy of the original article.
I don't know why Facebook thinks that it's their responsibility to fact-check what people are posting.
Well, because they were
accused of... social media. You know, this isn't supposed to be a news source.
Because they were accused of throwing an election several years ago with false news and false information.
Well, they also claim ownership of all social media posts, everything you post or put on Facebook. So if they own it, it's their responsibility to make sure that it's correct.
Yeah, that is in the...
Terms of service.
Yep, the terms of service. That is in there.
Yeah. So there you go. There's a reason. They're accused of false information.
I think it has more to do with the fact that, you know, they were accused of throwing an election, and then Mark Zuckerberg was dragged in front of Congress quite a long period of time, and they were like, okay, well, this is what we'll do so that doesn't happen again.
Yeah. So I'm not entirely sympathetic to, like, the plight of Facebook, right?
No, of course not. They're evil.
But he was attacked by the government, dragged in front of Congress, and this was the consolation that was given. So... What do you want to do?
I'm still not a fan.
I didn't say I was a fan. I'm not taking his side, but I can understand why you'd want to do something if the federal government is going like, hey, you're throwing elections. They go like, well, we're not. Well, what are you going to do about it? Well, how about we just put a disclaimer up on some articles? They go, okay, done.
It's ironic to me because their fact-checking is very biased, and a lot of their fact-checking is not correct.
No, and right. It's never
so
going to be.
It seems like their facts and my facts are different.
Right. But if they get dragged in front of Congress again because of that, well, then they'll make another consolation and go like, well, we'll do it better this time around. But do you think they would be fact-checking things if they weren't dragged in front of Congress and accused of throwing an election?
Well, now they're backing up what the government is spewing.
Understood.
So, YouTube wasn't dragged in
front
of
the government.
So I doubt
they're going to get dragged again. I think this is the mediation for...
Right. Yeah. So I find it difficult to hold business owners to the same standards that I would hold activists. Right? Because you're doing it for different reasons.
Well, Facebook is essentially an arm of the U.S. government at this point. I mean, there was the White House spokesperson who said that they were, in fact, flagging posts on Facebook for Facebook to remove. And Facebook was removing those posts at their request. So the U.S. government is working directly with Facebook to censor people.
Understood. Which is why I say I'm not a fan. I'm not coming to their defense. I'm saying I have an understanding of why that they would do certain things based on events in the past.
I don't know that the U.S. government could really do anything to Facebook if they wanted to.
I mean, you don't know what the secret meeting is if there was a secret meeting.
That's true.
Before they dragged him in front of Congress, right? He may have gotten a talking to prior to testimony or post-testimony, saying like, now that we've got you, right, here's what you're going to do, whether you want to or not, if you want to be the multi-billionaire that we've allowed you to be this whole time.
It's not impossible, but let's get back into this story, because some of these people did learn about these possible side effects on Facebook.
Yes, so they're going to do a year-long study that will exclusively incorporate participants who have not yet been vaccinated, both those who intend to be and those who have not, to be able to study the possible changes to their menstrual cycles before and after vaccination.
Well, thank goodness they've been pushing these vaccines for 9 months, and they're finally going to do a year-long study about the possible side effects.
Big shout-out to all the people that got the vaccination and agreed to participate in the experiment.
Yeah, but most of them didn't realize that's what they were doing. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
When the House returns to Washington later this month, one of their first priorities will be to take up a $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill. 19 Republican senators voted for the measure, but GOP support in the House may be more difficult to secure. Senator Joe Manchin says the bill should be a priority of both parties. The West Virginia Democrat tells CNN's State of the Union that it addresses a great need in the country.
The bottom line is, do we have the urgency to spend another $3.5 trillion right now? The most urgent thing that we have to do is get the bipartisan infrastructure bill that's gone left unattended for over 30 years, deferred maintenance throughout every part of our nation. That's the one. The president went out and campaigned on that. That's his bill. We worked it in a bipartisan way. Got 19 Republicans to vote for it. That's the bill that should go out immediately.
You're listening to USA Radio News. The Centers for Disease Control said that about 62% of Americans ages 12 and up are fully vaccinated, leaving nearly 74 million eligible Americans unvaccinated. Former CDC Director Dr. Tom Friedens tells Fox News that while he understands that some people have concerns about the shots, the data shows that they're safe.
The COVID vaccination, it's not something that came on overnight. This is 10, 20 years of research that went into a really super technology. It's very effective. I've gotten one. Everyone in my family has gotten fully vaccinated. And I really encourage people to get vaccinated. People around you, our economy, our kids' ability to learn, jobs. This is a great discovery. No corners were cut. We've had hundreds of millions of people vaccinated, and serious side effects are extraordinarily rare. There is no evidence of any long-term negative consequences. But I understand that people have concerns, they have questions.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us, 603-283-6160. Now, I'm not a researcher, I'm not a scientist, I'm not a pharmacist or any of these other things, so I'm not entirely sure what goes into a clinical trial. But when you institute a new drug, when you develop a new drug, and you're like, hey, let's give this to people, run some experiments, and, you know, see what happens. It seems to me that you wouldn't check for just specific types of symptoms. You would check for all symptoms. You wouldn't be like, okay, you have a headache, but we're not checking for headaches, so we're not putting that down. We're only checking for blood clots or whatever.
You talk about the side effects.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, and a lot of mild symptoms could mean something bigger. Like, you might be like, oh, I just have a headache. That could mean you have a brain tumor. You know, right. Or that could mean you, more serious things. So it is very important to check for mild symptoms.
But even
and monitor it, right? Because if a lot of people get it, then, yeah, you can chalk it up.
Absolutely, and maybe do more than a year-long trial.
But you certainly wouldn't say, oh, I'm only interested in, you know, these types of symptoms or these type of side effects. I'm not interested in your headache. We're not even writing that down. We're not checking for headaches as a result of this new medication. But that seems to be what the FDA did in regard to the COVID-19 vaccines, because they were looking for specific types of symptoms, apparently.
It seems that way. So the article goes on to say, the FDA emergency use authorization was really focused on critical safety issues, and changes to your menstrual cycle is really not a life and death issue. Well, it could be if it makes you infertile.
That's insane to me. That's essentially exactly what I was hypothesizing. Like, oh, you have a headache. We're not looking for headaches.
I mean, that would be a big deal for me. I mean, that's like the biggest reason why I will not get this thing. Because that is, you know, I want to have children.
Right.
So that is a big deal for me. That is a life or death level issue for me. You know, that would be the death of my future children. You know? So the article goes on to say, the lack of formal research on the potential link between the two points out the fact that the safety studies for vaccines are not necessarily thinking about the reproductive health of women. We hope that
he's not thinking about a lot, evidently. He's just looking for, did anyone drop dead?
Is it going to kill you? No, then it's safe.
Is it going to protect you against getting COVID-19?
No.
But get it anyway.
Get it and spread it.
That's my new tagline. Get it and spread it. Let God sort it out.
Oh, man.
Well, that's what's happening when people are getting the vaccine. I mean, they don't have to get tested anymore because they're vaccinated, right? The festival that I'm going to the week after next, they're like, you either have to show that you're vaccinated or you have to have a COVID-19 test proving that you don't have it. And that's scientifically unsound, as all of their research suggests that you can still get and spread COVID-19 if you're vaccinated. So it's not the unvaccinated people who have tested negative that will be spreading COVID-19 at this event.
Well, and there's been several events, like more mainstream events, where it's been vaccine only. And people have come out with, like, COVID. Like, COVID spread at the event.
Yeah.
How did that happen? Like, the vaccinated people are spreading it. Because you can get it and spread it, even with the vaccine. Should not be a surprise at all.
The average person doesn't seem to realize that, though.
Because they don't pay attention, man.
They think they can't get COVID-19 now.
The weird thing is, it's got to be they don't pay attention. Because it's not like the mainstream media is hiding this as a fact. Right? Like, that was part of the mainstream narrative, was you can get it and you can spread it with the vaccine, but your symptoms will be reduced. So we're going to have to ask you guys to, like, keep wearing that mask thing so you don't spread it.
Isn't that the case with all vaccines, though? Like, you can still get it, but your body knows exactly how to deal with it, so your body defeats it before you develop any symptoms?
Yes. So it seems like, you know what this reminds me of? It's a religion. It's kind of like... Christian people with the Bible, where they pick and choose what they want to believe.
That's the greatest part about the Bible, man. You can find a verse in there to back up whatever it is you're talking about.
And that's exactly how COVID is. I mean, that's exactly how the state is in general. But specifically with COVID, it is just so blatantly obvious that that's how people are treating it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what the science says. You're safe.
Yeah, or a lot of what the mainstream media says. Because they're not hiding some of the narrative.
They don't have to. They know people will pick and choose the things that they like.
Yeah. And I think the biggest thing is, people, even whether they believe or not, they don't even care. They just are trying so desperately to go back to normal, whatever that is, that they will just do whatever, you know, they were, okay, fine, I'll wear the mask. Fine, we'll do a two-week lockdown. Fine, we'll do an 18-month lockdown. Fine, I'll just get vaccinated. I just want to go to concerts and go to the movies, and I just don't want to lose my job. And it just snowballs, and it's scary that people aren't seeing this and aren't waking up to this, especially with the lockdowns in Australia and in New Zealand.
Jesus.
You know, this is where we're heading.
Yep. Well, that's one of the things I liked about being within this community here, is my normal didn't change all that significantly.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't lock down. I didn't wear a mask most places. We still went out to dinner. We had the super secret New Year's Eve party right in the middle of that thing. Like, nobody cared, and we just partied on. And there was more events like that, you know, around town, where it's just like, no, you want to go back to normal, fine.
We are normal.
I never left it. And you can come back over here. All you got to do is stop bowing down to the state and start sticking up for yourself as an individual.
And that's the thing. People just need to take control over their own lives. You know, you are the ruler of your own life.
And if you want to get a vaccine and rule over your life that way, fine. Right? But that doesn't mean that you get to tell anyone else to do it as well.
So, to continue with this article, the NIH funding signifies that they're recognizing that there's an important gap in our understanding of how vaccines influence menstrual health and ultimately reproductive health.
And, I mean, there's likely significantly more to it than that, because we're hearing a lot of reports about miscarriages and things like that after people get vaccinated.
Yep. At an astounding rate.
Yeah, someone who's watching at twitch.freetalklive.com was just talking about that in an office that I think they said they worked at. I don't remember now. But, you know, after getting fully vaccinated, miscarriage.
Yeah. So after hearing those anecdotal stories early on, right, why would you risk that if you were pregnant and getting the vaccine, right? I mean,
maybe they didn't hear those stories. I mean, it's not like the mainstream media is really talking about the blood clots
no,
or the
they aren't at all. But they aren't at all.
The miscarriages like wasn't hidden away by the mainstream media. Like there were articles about it, you know, out there.
I don't know.
I have not seen
it. It may have been minimized. Right, like, oh, this only happens in a small percentage of people. It definitely won't happen to you. But, you know, one's enough for me going like, okay, that's a risk I'm not willing to take. I will stay unvaccinated for now. Right. And we will, you know, we will wait and see what the other results are.
Well, the whole thing is about risk. Right. And that's to me, the risk posed by the vaccines are significantly greater than risk posed by COVID-19. And that's not because I think the vaccines are particularly dangerous. It's because I've had COVID-19, and I know from experience that it's not particularly dangerous to me.
Yeah.
You can make the argument, yes, but you're unvaccinated, so you can still spread it. But yeah, so can the vaccinated.
Yeah, so can you.
So me being vaccinated isn't going to minimize my ability to spread COVID-19.
Yeah.
So there's nothing in it for me to gain. It's not going to help society because it's not going to reduce my ability to transmit the virus. So there's literally nothing in it for me. There's nothing to be gained, and there's only risk. No matter how small those risks are, why bother?
Because you want to go to that concert. Or that festival.
Or I can just test negative.
Or the movie. Yeah, you could.
Or I can just do whatever the hell I want.
You could, absolutely.
Yeah, how about that?
Which is the beauty. How about that?
So, just as I suspected, this article continues to say that the research funding is critical to combating vaccine-related misinformation by offering menstruators clear answers supported by evidence to their questions about the vaccine's impacts.
So anytime, they want to debunk the claim. They don't want to actually find out the truth.
So, and that's the thing. They just want people to know, nope, it's fine. So I just, this doesn't seem like a legitimate study to me. They're already admitting that they just want to make people know that the vaccine is not dangerous and that even if you do have these changes, it's fine. Just don't even worry about it.
And I'll bet the studies will show that when they're released.
When we come back, sure. Libertarians calling for mass noncompliance, making headlines. It's Free Talk Live.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Novalift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. We don't have 100 employees, so we don't have to require people to be vaccinated. And even if we did, we still wouldn't, because I don't particularly care what Joe Biden has to say.
Not only that, we leave it up to like one of the main co-hosts to get everyone in here sick so that we can get over it quicker.
Thanks, Mark, for your service. But even Biden doesn't want to force his employees to get the vaccine. Members of Congress and their staff, which, to be clear, aren't really Biden's employees, are exempt from Biden's vaccine mandate, evidently.
They should all be getting it voluntarily anyway.
Shouldn't they be setting the example?
Set the example, get on TV, you know, get it independently tested so it's not a saline shot.
The federal government certainly has more than 100 employees, though. President Biden's new vaccine mandates for federal employees don't apply to members of Congress or those who work for Congress or the federal court system.
Sounds super fair.
Yeah. If you're in government, the rules don't apply to you. Biden issued two executive orders on Thursday requiring vaccination against COVID for federal workers and contractors who work for the federal government.
Contractors, even.
Yeah.
Wow.
He also asked the Department of Labor to issue an emergency order requiring businesses with more than 100 employees to ensure their workers are vaccinated or tested on a weekly basis. And I don't think that one is going to hold up. I don't see why the Department of Labor would have the authority to issue such a thing.
I wonder how far down that contract list it goes, because I was at Social Sunday and there was a gentleman there who runs his own business and has government contracts, apparently. So to maintain those government contracts, is he going to have to get the jabby jab, perhaps?
Probably not.
Okay.
However, Biden's order on federal workers applies to employees of the executive branch. The House of Representatives and the Senate belong to the separate legislative branch, and the courts to the judicial branch of the federal government. So his executive order only applies to the executive branch for whatever reason.
Okay, let's go with that, right? All executive orders only apply to the executive branch.
That would be great if that's what they were saying, but they want the Department of Labor to make an order that applies to everyone.
Okay, well, because he can't, right? If executive orders only apply to the executive branch.
Even the Department of Labor's order wouldn't apply to Congress and the judicial branch, apparently.
Okay.
Biden's COVID action plan, quote, path out of the pandemic, published on the White House website, makes the effect of the vaccine mandate clear. What? No, how could it possibly do that? The vaccine.
We just read it. It's confusing as all heck.
It hasn't even gone into effect yet. How could it have had an effect that's published on their website? The plan says, building on the president's announcement in July to strengthen safety requirements for unvaccinated federal workers, the president has signed an executive order to take those actions a step further and require all federal executive branch workers to be vaccinated. Well, they should quit anyway and stop being welfare whores.
Yep, get a real job.
The president also signed an executive order directing that the standard be extended to employees of contractors that do business with the federal government. So it does indeed sound like it would include the person who we know has contracts.
That's
with
why
the
I brought
up,
you said it, anyone with contracts, it's there, written in stone, plain English.
It's time for said person to stop doing contracts with the federal government anyway, considering this person is the only person who can provide them with this specific type of equipment that they need. Okay, then stop providing it, and then they just won't have it. That's a win-win for everyone. As part of this effort, the Department of Defense, the Department of Veteran Affairs, the Indian Health Service, and the National Institute of Health will complete implementation of their previously announced vaccination requirements that cover 2.5 million people.
I wonder how the Indians feel about that.
Yeah, that was kind of random. Threw that in there.
I really doubt that the government cares.
Well, I mean, they didn't care. This is stuff that's going to be happening on the reservation, right? Which is supposedly.
I don't know what the Indian Health Service does.
Okay.
Oh, is it like Native American? I was thinking like India.
Oh.
And I was like, that's why I was thinking that super, super random that.
I assume they meant Native American.
That would make more sense. That would make a lot more sense.
That was my assumption as well.
It isn't all bad, though. COVID vaccine passports have actually been scrapped in the United Kingdom. The government is putting them on the back burner, saying that we don't plan to implement these. But one of the people, the health secretary, actually is pretty strong-minded about it, saying, I'm pleased that we will not be going ahead with plans for vaccine passports. He added that he instinctively does not like the idea of people having to show passports to do basic things.
Good.
It's nice to hear that from a government official. Yeah,
coming out of the country where you need a license to purchase a television, though, so not holding my breath there.
They are also not planning to go into any further lockdowns. The same health minister said that he does not expect the country to see any more lockdowns to fight the COVID-19 crisis, while he also rolled out the vaccine passports. But, I mean, winter's coming up, right? And winter's always the bad month for the flu and the cold and all these other things. We're dealing with the, quote, fourth surge right now, where cases are up, hospitalizations and deaths don't seem to be up.
Well, winter's coming, so we can look towards Australia and New Zealand, who just went through their winter, right, to see how we should be handling things up here in the north.
I would disagree, because they have, of course, gone full police state, and it doesn't seem to have helped. Right, New Zealand detected one positive case, and they locked down their entire country as a result of that, but it doesn't answer the question of how that one particular person got COVID-19 in the first place. He could not possibly have been the only case, because COVID-19 doesn't just spontaneously appear. It gets made in a laboratory in Wuhan.
And then spread on international flights.
Yes, but you don't just sit at home at a bar, no one has COVID, and then suddenly test positive and you have COVID-19. That's not the way it works. He caught it from someone.
Yeah. So
aliens.
I will say much.
That's
much
more likely than the fact that it just spontaneously appeared in him.
Much like Hawaii, I think New Zealand is uniquely situated where they could eradicate it and get the COVID zero with a totalitarian police state, right?
Yes, because they're islands and, you know, they can restrict all travel into and out of the country.
And you would have to.
You would.
Indefinitely, right? Because you get to zero cases and then you open up travel again and someone leaves and brings it back, or someone brings it in, right? And then you're right back where you were before. So if you wanted to isolate yourself from the rest of humanity
and turn your island into a prison.
Right. Indefinitely. You could absolutely, you know, go the COVID zero route.
Which would kill more people than COVID.
Yeah. Because you couldn't import any goods, right? Those things have to come on a plane where someone else was somewhere else, or on a boat with crew from somewhere else.
And I doubt they're carrying this out peacefully.
Certainly not. They're fining people in Australia for, you know, having parties out at cliffs and stuff like that. Teenagers who had the audacity of, like, six of them, I think it was, went out, and the police ticketed them.
Look, Australia, you got to take a picture when the government texts you, so tell you where you're at. So that's,
I keep forgetting about that because it's so horrific that it's hard to believe that it's even true. But yes, the Australian government randomly sends you text messages and you have to take a selfie proving that you are in your home, or they will send the, within 15 minutes, or they will send the police to your door.
Maybe at least they're cool about it. Like, where you at, mate?
But I mean, how does a picture of you prove that you are at home anyway? I assume it's like Snapchat, and then
maybe
it has
to be like time stamped, yeah.
Yeah, something. I don't know.
It's horrifying levels of overreach, though. I mean, now the Australian people are literally being monitored by their government all the time.
Right. Much bigger island, so I don't know if it's as feasible as, you know, New Zealand to lock it down to that extent, but they're trying. They're absolutely attempting it.
And they don't appear to be succeeding in eradicating COVID-19, at the very least. If that's what their goal is, they don't seem to be succeeding. People are still getting it. People are still spreading it.
But New Zealand, if they're at one case, right, and they'll shut it all down to where it's zero again, well, then that could work. But like I said...
But it hasn't worked. And, you know, the level of tyranny that it would take for them to really do that, well, I don't see it going over.
If it saves just one life... Well, okay, so...
A total lockdown like that would kill significantly more than one life.
Ironically, New Zealand is one of those countries where they're doing all this, and the population there is mostly behind it. New Zealand
really?
Is not...
Are they, though?
In the reports that I've seen.
Or is it like gun to their head? Say you like it.
It could be that. But the reports are that the population in New Zealand is mostly in favor of this. Maybe because they have been scared into submission. Maybe because they do actually have the gun to their head.
Could be.
Or because they're getting paid by their government to sit at home and not do anything.
Could be. But either way, they're not getting the same amount of pushback as Australia was getting, or that we, you know, have seen here.
And they have guns in New Zealand, don't they? I know Australia has very limited firearm ownership, but I'm pretty sure New Zealand has weapons. Or, no.
Not to that extent.
I think they got rid
down.
Of them after the New Zealand shooting. Yeah.
Hmm.
Amazing how that works. Well, we're out of time for the night, but you can chat with us in the meantime on the Matrix server. You can find that at chat.freetalklive.com. Or if you want to join our social media server, check that out, social.freetalklive.com. We'll see you there.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.